And so what we're going to do in order for you to have the best context of our panel is to talk just very briefly about the industries that Sabina and Lisa are in and how they may impact what we discuss today, and also the territories where they're located.
So Walmart, you probably know about that company. We're located in Bentonville, Arkansas. Over 2.3 million employees, so a lot of data just on the HR side. And in the UK, we have a subsidiary, Asda, who's one of the biggest retailers in the UK with over 170,000 employees. So GDPR is hot topic at Walmart currently.
And Dell is a global technology company, and we've just become quite a lot bigger by merging with EMC last September. We have more than 100,000 employees globally and more than 14,000 here in the Austin area. We have been working on our GDPR preparations for about a year now already, and the law goes into effect next May 25th.
In fact, it goes into effect 364 days from today. So we're going to kick off now and just get started about the good old days when privacy was all about spamming and whether to worry about telemarketing calls during dinner. Those were the good old days, right? Now we have to worry about transparency, enforcement, data portability, and I'm so lucky to be with these co-panelists who are working on this. And the bulk of the takeaways I think you'll get from them, I jokingly referred to myself as the professor on the panel, and we can barely say GDPR in an hour, but we're going to do our best. So just some high-level takeaways is that this is a regulation which takes effect immediately on May 25th, 2018.